Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Talking heads burning down the house, 96.3 KKLZ. Will you be the next one to find the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock after we hide it on December 14th? Collect $10,000 and a $2,500 gift card from Aaron Layla Jewelers. Your next clue coming up a little bit after 8 o'clock. First of three clues that we're handing out. So be listening for that. All the details on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. It's Friday morning, Carla, 6:03.
Oh, is it ever, man, creating a farkas in the building already. Jeez.
My stepdaughter already texted me and said, I love Carla's new word, farkas. What does that even mean?
That is an old school word for you know, like scuffle.
Yeah.
You know, a little argument.
Mm-hmm.
A farkas. Nobody uses that anymore.
Not as much as they should.
No, they don't. And, you know, we always talk about bringing words back,
mm-hmm.
and that's one that we probably should.
You farkas.
Know, creating a farkas. Yes, that's
don't know right. If it's trending yet, but.
No, but it should be hashtag farkas or, you know, us kids, Mike, you know, pound sign farkas.
Yes.
So that.
Tic-tac-toe farkas.
Yes, tic-tac-toe farkas. I was talking about that this morning. You can't just, you know what, millennials, you don't just come in and change words.
Yeah.
You don't just do that. All of a sudden, it's a hashtag. What are you talking about?
It's tic-tac-toe.
Yeah,
it's
tic-tac-toe board farkas.
Or pound.
What? Okay.
What?
Okay, old people. What do you... Oh,
yes.
We own you, millennials. We own you. Mike, you actually own a couple. So,
yes, I
you know.
Do. Are they millennials? I don't...
They are, actually. Apparently,
they?
It's from... So, I had this conversation with someone recently where it's like 19... what was it? Like 82, I think it would have been. It's supposed to be going into the new millennium.
Okay.
Like that you were 18-ish.
So, if you were
going
born
into
in...
that, like... They say between 80 and 82.
Oh.
Like in there to like on through, what is it, to I don't know. You're between though, like
we'd have to look
up to about 36 years old, I believe
right.
It is.
Maybe there's a millennial up this morning
so
that
those
can
are
help
your daughters.
Us out.
Yeah, up to 36 years old.
Oh, okay.
So those are your girls.
Wow, didn't
they're
even know
millennials.
That.
Yeah, yeah. How about that?
Well, our talk and text lines are open, 702-739-9636. You're just waking up or, by the way, getting home.
Yeah.
Either
yes,
way, we'd love
exactly.
To hear from you this morning. Morning rain clearing, then sunshine today. High of only 58, 60 the high tomorrow. Should be a nice weekend. On Sunday, plenty of sunshine.
Good.
High in the low 60s, about 48 now. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
How fast things change. I have some Oscar news for you.
All right, we'll get to that plus some other stories after the Steve Miller Band and Jet Airliner.
All right, are we ready?
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I told you yesterday Kevin Hart will be hosting the Oscars. Well, nix that. The day after it was announced that he will host, he stepped down as host of the Oscars. The Academy was forcing him to apologize for some old homophobic tweets, and he didn't want to, and he made a statement.
I've spoken on it. I've said where the rights and wrongs were. I've said who I am now versus who I was then. I've done it. I'm not going to continue to go back and tap into the days of old when I moved on and I'm in a complete different space of my life. I'm going to stay in my grind. Regardless, Academy, I'm thankful and appreciative of the opportunity. If it goes away, no harm, no foul.
Yeah, they wanted him to apologize, which he kind of did.
He's already done it.
Yeah, but he's, you know, he's not going to be doing it. You know, it doesn't break my heart. I mean, I'm sure he'd have done a fine job.
Right.
But like you said, you know, it's small doses of Kevin Hart. Unless
yeah.
You're a big fan of his movies and all that, great.
Mm-hmm.
But small doses. It'll be interesting to see who they get, if anyone. You know, I keep wondering if they'll just do the next person.
Yeah.
You know, does it, and then the next person.
Just go down
just
the list.
The nominees.
Okay.
Right. Kariana Nava, she is from Dancing with the Stars. She's going to permanently replace Julie Chen on The Talk. She's been sitting in.
Really?
And she's good. I really like her a lot.
I didn't even know she was on there.
Yeah, she just sits in occasionally. She'll she'll be a guest host.
Right.
And, they're going to replace Julie with her. And I think that she'll do a great job. I really like her a lot. And she's also retweeted me a couple times. Anyhow, Tyler Perry spent over almost $500,000, $430,000, to pay off customers' layaway items at two Walmarts in Atlanta. Man, way to go, Madea. I'm telling you. Yeah. It was it's really cool. That's a huge amount of money. And as sad as it is, it's really not. The ashes of SpongeBob SquarePants creator Steven Hillenburg have been scattered at sea. Perfect. It is very fitting because, you know, he lives. That's where SpongeBob lives. He lives in the ocean.
I'm sure that's what he wanted.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, I think a lot of us would like that. If I could,
why not?
Stay at the beach. Are you kidding me? That is, for now, my painfully deep take.
Just when you thought William Shatner's recording career is over, he reinvents himself.
I know.
Just in time for the holidays. Check this out. This is William Shatner with Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top.
Rudolph.
Has one style, and it's there you go. What do you think? I know it's not in regular rotation yet, but
oh man, has anyone bought this?
I don't know.
Is this the album that you buy or download now and put on Christmas morning?
Just for S&Gs, maybe?
Yeah,
and
or to open gifts? To play while you're having dinner?
I don't know.
Jeez.
William Shatner and Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top.
Bill and Billy.
Spread the holiday cheer. 6:25. It's the Bee Gees and Staying Alive. Mellencamp and Small Town 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show, 6:36. John Schaefer with news that we'll get to here in a couple of minutes. Hugh Jackman, the man, the music, the show, world tour, MGM Grand Garden Arena, happening Saturday, July 13th. Boy, this has been a hot ticket all week long.
Oh my gosh, people are nuts. Mm-hmm. Nuts for this ticket.
Here's a chance to win them before you buy. Can actually buy them. They go on sale a little bit later on this morning at about 10 o'clock. All you have to do is tell us what Hugh Jackman movie this clip is from. Listen up.
No man has the right to make that decision. You're no different from any other terrorist.
Wrong, Stanley. Thousands die every day for no reason at all. Where's your bleeding heart for them?
All right, tell us what movie, what Hugh Jackman movie that clip is from.
I loved that movie.
Thought it was hot.
Really? Well, it was. Yeah, it sure was.
Without giving it away. All right, listen closely. Here it is one more time.
No man has the right to make that decision. You're no different from any other terrorist.
Wrong, Stanley. Thousands die every day for no reason at all. Where's your bleeding heart for them?
John, you have any clue?
I don't remember that from The Greatest Showman.
No.
No. Nope. You're right. You are right.
You know what? Okay.
Correct.
It is not from The Greatest Showman. Lines are on hold right now. We're going to get through news, traffic, and weather. And then after that, look for the start with caller number 9 at 702-739-9636. One more time.
No man has the right to make that decision. You're no different from any other terrorist.
Wrong, Stanley. Thousands die every day for no reason at all. Where's your bleeding heart for them?
Giving you a chance to win those tickets for Hugh Jackman. All you have to do is identify the movie, the Hugh Jackman movie this clip is from. Listen up.
No man has the right to make that decision. You're no different from any other terrorist.
Wrong, Stanley. Thousands die every day for no reason at all. Where's your bleeding heart for them?
Tony, can you identify that Hugh Jackman movie from the clip we just played?
Yes, I can. That's Swordfish.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
I remember that movie.
That was a weird...
A lot of you guys do.
Yes, I do.
I couldn't even tell you what it's about, but Halle Berry was in it.
Yeah, it's a great cast. Oh, my gosh. Hugh Jackman, Sam Shepard, Don Cheadle. It was a great movie. And Halle Berry, but she didn't wear a lot of clothes in that movie.
Tony, you got the pair of tickets before you could even buy them. Hugh
That's
Jackman.
Wonderful.
And it's going to be in July, July 13th, a Saturday night over at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. These are from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. So hang on the line. We got to take down some info. Thanks for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. And by the way, Tony, give us your Go Knights Go.
Of course. Go Knights Go.
96.3 KKLZ, where $10,000 could be yours if you find the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock, and that's coming up here in just a couple of minutes. More details on that. It's 7.05, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Morning rain clearing by this afternoon. Plenty of sunshine later today and throughout the weekend. High of today, 58. Low 60s Saturday and Sunday.
Fine.
It's about 48 outside right now. We were talking about millennials last hour.
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting because I got a very cool text from, obviously, a millennial. And she said, so here's the deal. The term millennials, she said, I think it's stupid. We should be called Generation One or something else. I said, well, it's a cool term because it's very specific to when you were born.
Yeah.
And you know, going into the new millennium. She said, I know, but it doesn't denote any qualities about our generation. Like the baby boomers, they were named for a reason. Lots of children.
Right.
After the war. We're just called millennials because of a calendar. She said, perhaps we should be called the web generation.
Okay.
I said, well, that's actually cool. You know, like Gen Web or something like that. But, I mean, I think it's one of the coolest. Baby boomers sounds like we were just all, you know, all we were doing was just having sex. That's all.
Or somebody
was. Our parents, yeah. It's all they were doing. You know, mom and dad were just skanking around or somebody was.
But Gen Web has some pizzazz.
Yeah, Gen Web. But millennials, see, that's so specific to that whole new, you know, that Y2K, the new millennium.
I get it.
And yeah, so thanks for the text, though. I appreciate that. A millennial who's up.
Few things we think you should know. Carla will have that after Queen. We will rock you. We are the champs. All right, here you go. Just a few things we think you should know as you head off to work or school this morning.
Well, an International Space Station robot is being used. And actually, Mike, it accused the crew of being mean.
What?
So apparently robots are going to have feelings. Yes, robot abuse is what that would be. Yeah.
Huh.
They said the crew was being mean to it. It's a robot. So be aware, people.
Okay.
Be aware.
Robots have feelings,
they
too.
They do. 44%, we were talking about millennials, 44% of millennials say they'd rather give up lovemaking than Amazon.com for a year. They would rather give up sex instead of giving up Amazon.
It's been that bad?
A lot of them go there for, I was talking to Anthony.
Yeah.
Our digital guy. Mm-hmm. He lives on like Amazon and Hulu and all that stuff. So I don't doubt it. 77% of them.
That's sad.
This is just a travesty. They'd give up alcohol 77% for a year if they instead of getting rid of Amazon.
Who are these
people?
You go.
They're those millennials or the Gen Web.
Well, then guess what?
Yes.
They don't get a new name.
No, they don't. You're staying millennials if you're going to do that. We don't do that. We're not a give up sex and alcohol kind of generation. Not the baby boomers.
Wow.
And you know what? Let's not forget, by the way, on this date in 1941, Japanese warplanes attacked Pearl Harbor. It is Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. So
yeah.
There aren't a lot of those vets left. There are some of them. But by gosh, you know what? Salute them. If you see them today, if you are related to somebody who was, in World War II, I'll tell you.
Have you been there?
Yes, I have been there.
It's
oh, Lord, oh my gosh.
Boy, it gives you chills.
Yeah.
The whole thing. I mean, when you go out there and they tell you.
Yeah.
This is a burial ground, so be respective.
Yes, of course.
And boy.
My dad used to talk about, you know, we all know 9/11 and all of that, but my dad said I was a little boy, you know, I was a boy.
Yeah.
I just remember hearing it was like, what does that mean?
Little odd.
What does that even mean? You know, at that time, he said it was just very, very perplexing, you know. Gosh, it is Friday, my friends. Just a few things you should know.
Carla, you had mentioned earlier the things millennials say they could give up or would give up.
Yeah.
Alcohol.
Right.
Sex.
They'll give up alcohol and sex, but not Amazon. No.
What, and I started thinking, what is it that you could give up right now? If somebody said one thing.
I think you and I actually can probably give up the same thing. I would be, I know I just got a new one, but, you know, I could probably give up my car.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah.
Depending on what I was doing when you asked me this question.
Right.
Or if somebody were to ask me, if I'm working, if I'm still working, I couldn't give up my phone.
Right.
I need my phone.
Yeah.
As far as booze and everything else, I guess I have given that up before.
Yeah.
Hot dogs, you asked me about hot dogs.
Right.
I could give that up. I have given that up at times.
I don't know. I try to think of something that I'm really addicted to or attached to.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we are our phones. I hate to say we're addicted. It's just a part of life. That's how we communicate in every way now. You know, I have a landline, so I could probably give up my phone if I just needed some form of communication.
Your cell phone.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't, you know, having a car, it's a necessity, but it's now with Uber and Lyft and all that stuff, you don't need a car.
See, that's what I was going to tell you. I could actually give up my car right now.
Right.
Because I don't live that far from work. I can walk or ride a bike.
Yeah.
And it would prohibit me from going to places that I really don't want to go to in the first place. Or I could take a bus or Uber.
Right.
So I could actually give up my car right now.
You want to go to L.A. for the weekend? You're just going to rent a car,
I can fly, rent a car, do whatever.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's what I'm kind of wondering. What is it that you could, that one thing that, you know, maybe there's something you could never give up. Or maybe there's that one thing that really seems to be a necessity.
Right now.
Yeah. That you could give up. Could you give up your phone? And I don't mean saying, oh, yeah, not a problem. That you'd like to give it up.
Right.
Could you realistically?
All right. We're going to do this. Text in your things that you could give up to 702-739-9636. Text it in. We'll put together a list.
Yeah.
These are the things that the Mike and Carla Morning Show listeners could give up.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll put a top 10 list together.
Better not be radio. Better not be us.
It would be number one, probably. 702-739-9636. You do that. Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio. We're going to talk to him about a couple of new movies coming out over the weekend. We'll do that in about 7 minutes. Jeff Howard in studio. We'll get to him in a bit. But we were asking the one thing you could actually give up.
Yeah, something that may seem really like a necessity, but you could do it. Teresa, she got it right. She said, my TV could go.
Uh-huh.
I really just need music. My TV is almost never on as it is. So a lot of people can't get away from their TV.
Okay.
You know? Now, somebody else said soda. Could you give up soda?
I could, but I think
we all say we could give up something.
I'd have to wean off it.
Right,
ramp up to that.
Okay, all right. Rosemary says, I could give up my job. That'd be great.
Actually, this is the best part of my day. I don't know if I could give this up.
I know. I agree. This is actually a great part of the day. Now, Laura, this is interesting because sometimes things start for a reason. She has been going through chemo for quite some time, and now I believe it's done. But she said vanilla pudding and graham crackers. She had told us a while ago they were like a necessary evil.
Oh,
she said,
right.
I could not get away from them. I would eat them in the middle of the night. But she says, now I'm done, and I need to give them up, so I think I could give them up. So,
All right. Keep texting in 702-739-9636. While you're doing that, every Friday at about this time, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio talking about a couple of new movies out this weekend.
Yes, we got Julia Roberts returns to the big screen with Lucas Hedges and Ben is back.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's been a while since we've seen Julia Roberts, and she plays a mother on Christmas Eve with her family and her new husband and kids when her teenage son comes back home to visit unexpectedly because he's been in rehab.
Oh, wow.
So the entire movie takes place in one night because one of the former drug dealers he associated with wants some payback. You know, he left a lot of open ends.
Right.
Steals their dog. So it's about them traveling around, night on the coldest, snowiest, Christmas Eve, trying to find their dog. And by doing that, she constantly has to watch him, you know, because there's drugs stashed everywhere in the house.
God.
He's been clean 77 days. You know, so there's all kinds of dramatic interaction. Julia Roberts goes through this kind of emotional roller coaster because usually she does kind of light things and fun.
Yes.
Not this.
So, I love Julia Roberts.
She's
still
really
do.
Good. So is Lucas Hedges. He's
absolutely doing grown-up roles.
All right,
now.
The other movie.
And we got two real quick we got to talk about. Netflix is the big elephant in the room. We got to talk because
they're incredibly
popular films that are coming out through Netflix. One is Mowgli, Legend of the Jungle. This is Andy Serkis's live-action version of The Jungle Book, but this is very dark. It's very serious, like the story itself. So this is not the Disney version. You have voice talents like Christian Bale doing Bagheera. You have Benedict Cumberbatch doing Shere Khan the Tiger. And Andy Serkis does Baloo the Bear. And if you know Andy Serkis's name, he does the motion capture. He was Gollum in Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
He was Caesar in Planet of the Apes, you know, so he's directing this film. Very dark, very heavy, but really interesting. And the other movie going viral is Christmas Chronicles with Kurt Russell as Santa Claus.
Yes, I've heard great things about this.
Over 25 million people have viewed this since Thanksgiving. And I'm watching it over and over. And everyone I know has been telling me to see it. I finally watched it last week. Oh my gosh, it is so funny. Kurt Russell is the best in this. He plays like a rock and roll Kenny Rogers kind of uncle type Santa Claus.
I love it. I gotta watch this. This is one
of his best roles, and people are watching it over and over, and I keep thinking about it. I want to see it again. It's just absolutely that much fun.
That's gonna be the one, Mike.
Real quick, we gotta talk about Schindler's List is back in theaters for the 25th anniversary. It's only limited time, and if that's too heavy for you, Elf is being re-released in theaters this weekend here in Las Vegas. So all kinds of choices to do.
Very cool.
All right, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. Follow him on YouTube, Facebook, and of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot.
We have your first of three on-air clues that we'll get to here in a couple of minutes. Help you locate the Jingle Bell Rock after we hide it on December 14th.
Yeah.
Details on that a little bit later on this morning. Last hour, talking about those things you could give up on. Basically just, you know, throw it away or do without.
Yeah, that you've, you know, kind of depended on thus far. I got a couple people who said coffee. They would actually, you know, really need to give it a shot, but they could give up coffee. Coffee drinkers are coffee drinkers, and that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Somebody else that... I don't know if I could... Potato chips. I had to give them up. I mean, I eat them once in a while.
Yeah.
But, potato chips, man. Okay, whatever. I'm sorry about that. And a couple people have said my phone. I could absolutely give it up. Not want to give it up, but I could give it up if I truly had to. I know we're just so tethered to it because it's a form. It's how we communicate now. You know, people don't really talk on the phone anymore. They text. They do all of that. So, okay.
I mean, if I wasn't working, I could.
Sure.
And just write letters again. Start writing letters again.
You're so cute. Where do I get a pen? Where's a pen?
And paper. And a stamp. Are we out of stamps? Bring that back.
Oh, man.
Morning rain continuing, and then this afternoon should clear up. Should be nice. High in the upper 50s, low 60s tomorrow and Sunday, and plenty of sun. Going to be nice. It's about 49 outside right now. As you head off to work or school this morning, Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, you know what? People are shaming Ed Sheeran on Twitter this morning. I'll tell you why.
All right, more on that and other stories. Plus, a Jingle Bell Rock clue coming up after the police.
Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell Rock.
Man, how nice would it be to find that rock and walk away with $10,000? Well, I have the latest clue. First clue of the morning to help you find Mike and Carla's world-famous Jingle Bell Rock. Listen up. Pull out that Jingle Bell Rock journal and write this down. My Bonnie lies over the ocean, so you can't get there from here.
Oh.
My Bonnie lies over the ocean, so you can't get there from here. Got that?
Yep.
Good, because beginning December 14th, that is when that rock's going to be hidden. Be the first to find the Jingle Bell Rock. Return it to us. You will win $10,000. It's that simple from Silverton Casino Hotel and 96.3 KKLZ. Now, Wendy Rush will have your next clue at 1 o'clock. Be listening for that, and be sure to visit the Silverton Rewards Club for a new written clue posted each weekday. And you want more information, download the free KKLZ app or go to 96.3kklz.com for more info. One more time.
All right, are we ready?
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Entertainment Weekly, we talk about all the lists the end of the year, right? Entertainment Weekly has the list of the worst movies and shows of the year.
Oh, boy.
Their most hated movie is 50 Shades Freed. That was that last one in that series.
Oh.
Their least favorite show is Netflix's new Lost in Space. Now, a lot of people love this show, but that's Entertainment Weekly's take on it.
All right.
The Taylor Swift song, Look What You Made Me Do, number one on Lyric Finds list of the most searched lyrics of 2018. Runner-up, Havana by Camila Cabello and Young Thug. So there you go. When you're searching lyrics, because people apparently couldn't decipher Havana, But, okay, got it. Is she saying or...
Gotta look that up.
I'll look it up. And people, they are shaming Ed Sheeran all over social media platforms because he was performing with Beyonce. They did that song Perfect. He was dressed like a slob. He had t-shirt and jeans.
Oh.
She was wearing this elaborate, you know, Beyonce
right.
outfit. Well, that's what she does. That's what he does. You know, I always wear a t-shirt and jeans. That's like my uniform.
Yeah,
that's
but
what
you're
I wear.
Performing with Beyonce.
She didn't care. Oh. Everybody else did, but she didn't care.
She didn't care.
No, and he's
okay.
joking about it on Twitter. And
that's
and,
my look.
Yes, exactly. That's what I do. And if you know Ed Sheeran, that's what he does.
Okay.
He's done the Grammys like that. He's done that. That's what he does. So everybody back off of my ginger, would you please? That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
Carla, we have Steve on the phone. Steve wanted to know, is the clue body or Bonnie?
It is Bonnie. My Bonnie lies over the ocean. Bonnie, the female name. My Bonnie lies over the ocean.
All right.
So you can't get there from here.
All right. Steve, does that help? Do you have a beat on where you think the Jingle Bell Rock might be?
I kind of, but I'm not 100% sure yet.
All right.
Cool.
Through all the clues we've given so far, you kind of, sort of, but not really.
Yes.
All right, okay. Steve. Good luck. Good hunting.
Yes.
Thank you.
Now, Wendy Rush will have another clue for you about, 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Another clue for you, so make sure you're listening for that. Tickets for Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh, yeah.
Pair Naked Ladies. We have those to give away. Before you could even buy them, you know they go on sale a little bit later on this morning. Your next chance after Michael Jackson, Black or White. All right, we have these tickets for Hootie and the Blowfish. Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah.
And being Friday, we do edition of Crappy-Oki Friday.
Crappy-Oki Friday.
Do you want to do it like that? 1, 2, 3.
Crappy-Oki Friday.
By title or artist, in order. Here you go. Listen to this.
Here's a little song I wrote. Might want to sing it. Nope. Oh, no. Girl, I can't understand it. Why you want to hurt me?
Yeah.
After all of the things I've done for you.
Philosophy is a talk on the cereal box religion.
All right, there you go.
Man, one of the three of us is really bad.
We're not going to tell you.
No, we're not going to tell you because I think all three of us think we're really bad.
There was no easy way to go from song number two to song number three. Normally, I take pride in that.
But
it was tough. All right. One more time, whether you like it or not. Here it is.
Here's a little song I wrote. Might want to sing it. Nope. Oh, no. Girl, I can't understand it. Why you want to hurt me? After all of the things I've done for you.
Philosophy is a talk on the cereal box religion.
All right, by title or artist, all you have to do is identify in order. We've got the phone lines on hold right now. We'll get through news, traffic, and weather. And then, of course, after that, look for caller number 9. It's Crappy-Oki Friday, and you have a chance to win these tickets before you can buy them for Hootie and the Blowfish, Bare Naked Ladies. Here's our medley.
Here's a little song I wrote. Might want to sing it. Nope. Oh, no. Girl, I can't understand it. Why you want to hurt me? After all of the things I've done for you.
Philosophy is a talk on the cereal box religion.
Tracy, by title or artist, can you name all three songs in order? Go.
Yes. Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Yeah.
Party All the Time.
Yeah.
What I Am.
Wow.
Good job.
Yay.
As bad as we did those songs.
I know. I'm impressed.
You guys did great.
Next time we karaoke, you're invited.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, you sing way better than I do.
Well, and if for no other reason, just to say, you guys sounded really good.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yes. Woo-hoo.
You got the tickets. You're going to see Hootie and the Blowfish.
Love it. Thank
Along
you.
With the Bare Naked Ladies, T-Mobile Arena, June 22nd. Tickets go on sale a little bit later on this morning, but you already have your pair. These are from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Thanks for listening. Hang on the line. We'll take down some info. And, of course, Vegas Golden Knights on the ice tomorrow afternoon on the road. So give us your Go Knights Go.
Go Knights Go!
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sleep texting, Carla, is now a real thing.
Yeah.
They did some research on this and found that about one quarter of college students have sent a text while they were sleeping. And most of them had no memory of sending the text the next morning.
I got to admit, I've done that.
Have you really?
Wake up and you text something or you get one from someone else and you shoot off a text. And a couple mornings. It's like, when did I send that?
No, I've texted. I've typed stuff out.
Yeah.
And I forgot to send it.
Oh, well, yeah, that. No, I didn't. It's like, I don't know when the heck I sent that.
Well, the reason why people are sleep texting, that they're so addicted to the phones that sometimes you just grab it, mess around with it, text, and in our sleep.
Right. Yeah.
That's how used to our phone.
Oh, that's scary.
Guy in Missouri recently committed a string of at least 6 burglaries. Luckily, cops tracked him down thanks to a tattoo across his left calf.
Okay.
But he legitimately doesn't remember most of the burglaries because he was blacked out drunk.
Oh, well. Oh, okay. Jeez.
Which I don't know if that's a good defense.
Well, it's a defense, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jeez, no, I was blacked out drunk, man.
He's facing 4 counts of felony burglary and admitted he hasn't been making the best decisions lately.
All right. Well, all right.
Sorry. I'm
blacked out. Sorry about that. Mike, the Boston Santa Speedo run will be this weekend. Boston runners, they want to raraise about $250,000 for charity. Now, this is an annual event. Now, they can't wear thongs. They've tried to do that in the past. Oh. But they can wear Santa hats, fake beards, but they have to be Speedos. They have to be Speedo.
Okay.
So, they've raised, at this point, over $1.5 million since it began in 2000. I know it.
Speedo. Good for them.
Speedo run in Boston. I hope it doesn't snow. Man.
See, I'm afraid if you and I decided to do something like that, like start a Speedo run, like we would be like, maybe a couple of other people.
The only ones there. We're the only one. Hey, I'm in a Speedo here, people. Come on. Jeez.
We would just end up running down to the end of the block.
Where are the thousands of people? There's like tens of people here. What happened? Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Oh, wow. Yeah, you're probably right there. We wanted to support you guys.
Yeah.
It's cold and I don't want to wear Speedo. Hey, Kyle and Allie, they were sleeping in Anchorage, Alaska when they got somebody woke them up. There was a doorbell ringing. Mm-hmm. They went to the door and looked out. So, what? A moose? What? Apparently the moose rang the doorbell with his ear.
Oh.
Rang the door. And they just kind of watched. It's like, is he going to do something? And they didn't answer. They didn't open the door.
No?
So he just walked off.
Oh, not be home.
You know what? I don't think, is nobody home here? Rang the bell with my ear. I don't know why they're not answering. So move on. Yeah, you don't want to open a door with a moose there because you just don't know what might happen. You just never know. So be careful, people. If you do hear a stray doorbell and look outside and there's a moose, don't do anything. They'll charge you. Okay? It's Friday. There's your other news.
Mike and Carla Morning Show, where we wrap up every morning with a feel-good story and a feature we call...
Tell me something good.
Everybody may like this story because it has to do with a Patriots fan.
Oh, boy.
His name is Christian, and, in the wake of everything that happened, he's from Paradise, California. Well, he was.
Oh.
He posted a story talking about everything. He lost everything. He lost his house. The only thing he was able to save from his, former home in Paradise was his Patriots jersey. Mm. And he wrote, "The only thing I grabbed out of my house the morning of November 8th, as the campfire in Paradise consumed the entire town, was my Tom Brady number 12 game jersey. I lost everything." Well, Tom Brady happened to see that, and he responded. He said, "So many heart-wrenching stories of loss from my home state. But you're crazy, Christian. Can anyone please get me an address to send a ball to go with that jersey?" So he ended up getting his address, sent him a signed ball and the whole bit. But... What do you do? I mean, he's a good guy. He sent him something at least, but that's it. He's got a jersey and a football now, so he can start a game anyhow.
And you know what? That's all it takes.
That's the point. You know what? Somebody was really nice. Somebody saw this, and Tom Brady, I'm sure, has a lot going on.
Yeah.
But come on, man.
I'll sign a ball, send it to him. And,
he saved my jersey. Jeez. So,
see, that would be Jody. Cool. Really? That'd out of the cool. whole house, you save your...
You got your Bears jersey. That's just great. What about pictures, Mike? Did you think about that?
Papers? Did you get the papers?
Did you get important papers?
Ah, crap. That's awesome. Good to hear.
Oh, man.
All right. By the way, talking about football... We won the game last night.
We did. We did get the game last night. So you're gonna have to go through it, unless you want me to just, you know, throw spit.
You know what? Throw spit.
All right.
Beat the broadcasters. Okay. Weekly contest, of course. No NFL merch. Theory. Fat heads and more. Text the word football right now to 702-739-9636. Get in on that.
Yes.
Otherwise, anything you missed on this morning show, catch up, keep up with the podcast. You can do that by downloading the condensed version of this show, plus entertainment news, interviews, and a lot more. It's all right there. Nicely put on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Wendy Rush coming in next. Stick around. She'll keep you company throughout the workday. And Gwen Stefani tickets. She is back.
Oh, yeah.
Over at Planet Hollywood. And she'll have those tickets to give away at about 11:40. Otherwise, do have a great weekend. Be careful. Be safe. And be kind to each other.
Please do.
And we'll talk to you when we come back bright and early Monday morning at 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.